Chapter 4 of the Inspection and Direction of the Whole Affair. As the inspection and direction of the whole undertaking, 'tis to be observed. Number 1, that it is grounded upon a daily conference, which I hold with these to whom several offices above the hospital are assigned, viz., the steward, the inspector of the schools, the physician, the bookseller, the apothecary, with the inspector of the students in the hospital. This conference is held in the evening from 8 till 9 o'clock, though, as the business in hand may require, this is occasionally protracted. The reason of pitching on this hour is that we might not be interrupted in the daytime in discharging our several trusts, and myself in particular, in the pastoral office. Concerning the conference itself and the manner of it, 'tis begin with a hearty prayer, and this being done, each of these who are concerned in carrying on the business produces his memorial, wherein he has set down in the day such things as he thinks fit to be further considered of, which then are presently brought into debate, and the results thereof, for order's sake, recorded. After we have thus gone through such points as have been proposed in our consideration, and each of us receives instructions for the day following, we conclude again the whole conference with a prayer. Section 2. Provision made in case of absence. This care is taken that, if any of our faithful laborers should be absent at any time, all disorders which usually attend such alterations be prevented, to which end we have thought it expedient that an assistant be allowed to every one that is in any place of trust about the house, who is to lend him a helping hand in supplies place in case of necessary absence. Section 3. The principal persons concerned therein. That as for the method of prosecuting the whole undertaking, the following persons are to be considered, viz. Number 1, the director who upon any emergent occasion is supported by 2, the curate, 3, the steward, 4, the overseer or inspector of the schools, 5, the physician who is also instructed with the inspection over the apothecary shop, 6, the bookseller who is fully empowered to order the affairs belonging to the shop, 7, the principal of students boarding in the hospital. All these are the usual members of the aforesaid conference. Section 4. The weekly conference of the schoolmasters. That the masters of the charity schools, being 30 in number, hold a weekly conference about the well-ordering and regulating their schools at the house of the inspector of these schools. The number of assistants. That there is 1. A mistress or governess who is instructed to govern the poor girls in the hospital. 2. Another mistress to teach him needlework and things like nature. 3. Another that takes care of washing their linen and keeping them clean. 4. A nurse to look after the sick. 5. An apothecary. 6. A farmer that manages the little farmhouse at Gieberschenstein. Number 7. The baker who likewise supplies the place of the gardener. 8. A tailor. And 9. The rest of the domestics, which are employed in the kitchen, in the washhouse, in the cleaning the poor, and in lighting the fires. Likewise, the apprentice and hired men in the apothecaries and bookseller shops and the tailor shop board. And lastly, the people that belong to the aforesaid farmhouse. This much may serve to give a clear apprehension of our affairs and how they are kept up and carried on good order, without any distraction of my mind. End of chapter 4.